because I needed to wipe the side without worrying about it tipping over and spilling everywhere on your laptop. I was trying to be thoughtful.
You can't wipe the side without putting the lid
on? One-handed? No.
Are you not able to wipe things one-handed?
Yes, if they're attached to me.
I thought that's why you got a bidet.
I haven't yet. I want to.
Did he get a beaten bidet for his B-Day?
Oh.
Now I want that. Oh.
Oh, it's just around the corner.
That's where the bidet goes. Greetings, Apropos-y. And buckle up for this sec. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast. Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we're drinking drinks.
We're
drinking bottle cocktails, which Salsa calls bocktails because he's a jerk.
It's not like that's my thing or anything like that. I just asked if that's what we're going to call them.
No, they're just bottle cocktails.
Okay, then
they don't get a fancy name because they're not fancy.
I didn't say that I was going to like die on this hill or anything.
Anyway, decided to join a podcast with him on it.
I know. It was a decision.
You made him part of your
podcast.
But
like, we were only recording two blocks away. It wasn't like it was a long distance.
It was convenient, but you know, like a marriage of convenience.
So I drank mine while you were talking.
Oh, okay. So we're drinking Dr. Pepper and cream soda, which is
single drink.
Yeah, it is a single soda.
Not for couples. Definitely a single drink.
Wow. And we have mixed that with Kahlua to make a cream soda based Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Creamy. Ew.
It's a Dr. Creamy.
You don't get to name things.
Oh, it's a Dr. Tiki with a cream soda.
It's a white courtesy phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's good.
Fuck. Yep.
That's really good, actually.
That's only because we were talking about that earlier. Not in context of these, but yeah.
Purely by happenstance. Still a really good name.
Yeah. All right.
Dr. Pepper to the white courtesy phone. Dr. Pepper to the white courtesy phone.
So, I just want to address this immediately,
yes,
right off the bat. Dear listeners, this episode marks the end of an era. This is the episode where we say goodbye to the Apropos of Nothing Laboratory. Yes, that is right. This is goodbye. The final episode that will be recorded in the current location because I'm moving.
Yeah,
and the new owners might object to us showing up every Monday.
We don't know who the new owners
are. Nice to meet you.
They could be cool. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be such a fantastic and weird legacy?
James, one of us should buy this house.
I'm not opposed.
So that we can start recording here.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Then Salsa would have to come to us.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it. As it is, we will be moving the laboratory to the new location.
All of the boozes are already packed away.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's brought a tear in my eye.
Is less laboratory and more just empty space right now.
I walked in, saw that, and heard the sad Hulk walking away music.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, all of the booze is actually...
Yes, just like that.
All of the booze is in boxes and is actually marking out the location of my desk in the new house.
That makes sense.
So that I can visualize... I'm trying to visualize where my desk goes and where the other furniture in my office will be. Mm-hmm. And so it just happened to be that what I had available to mark out the dimensions of my desk on the floor was boxes of booze.
And it's a terrible problem.
It seemed... Apropos.
Oh, okay. He said the thing.
He did.
Said the thing.
So. But, dear listeners, I invite you to take one last look around the laboratory. Yes.
Like,
you know what?
With your ears.
With your earballs.
With your ears.
Ooh,
take
earballs.
One last listen.
That's
to these.
weird.
Yeah, no.
To the site. I blame Archer. Current laboratory.
Yes.
As it goes away.
And soon, the shining new laboratory of the future. Yes.
Dun, 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 I have plans for how to get that set up. None of which I will reveal now because they're only half baked.
Half baked future laboratory plans.
Yeah.
Is my
no, it's not.
It's my memoirs.
Ario Speedwagon cover band. Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
All right.
So anyway,
ELO. Yeah. Oh, that's the right answer.
So that's okay. What I've been doing.
I was
moving.
About to say, hey Salsa, what have you been up
I've been
to?
Moving shit. Yeah, lots of stuff has moved. They finally finished the floors. And they sand and resealed the floors in the upper floor.
Nice.
So we're now able to move things into the upstairs.
Nice.
And so, yeah, we started moving things in earnest.
And Ernest doesn't mind.
So aww. my wife is actually over at the house right now painting.
Oh,
yeah. With her sister. So that's happening. This week for her is going to be a mad dash of painting every evening. She's basically...
Wow.
So basically, I will continue my practice of getting done with work and then loading up the car with stuff and taking it over there. Mm-hmm. And then she will get off of work and, you know, come home and drop the kids off and head over there and paint. Because we have a mere 4 days now left until the move. So, yeah, we
need four more sleeps.
Oof.
So. No, the kids are really excited. We've talked to them about how they're on Saturday they're going to wake up in this house.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a lot of activity and they will fall asleep in the new house. And they're really excited about that.
What's their room situation? Do they each get their own room?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's really exciting.
They've got their own rooms now.
I know, but... Even still, like, brand new rooms for each of them.
Yeah, no, they, well, I mean, yes, it's a new house. They neither one of them was going to be in the same room that they were.
No, I understand. In,
okay, so I'm really not sure where you're going with
this. But, like,
I thought you were going to just pick up the room.
Right.
No, it's, all three of us are going to be upstairs.
Nice.
There's a sewing room upstairs as well.
Extra nice.
Which is fantastic.
It is
sewing room / guest room. We have moved things into that. We will have one corner will be where the sewing machines are, and then kind of islanding, or I'm sorry, peninsula-ing into the middle of the room will be a cutting table.
Okay.
That you can, you know, walk all the way around. And
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's a futon in the room that will be both for sitting and for turning into the guest room when we have guests.
Raiderly and I will have to take ladies' tea upstairs.
Indeed.
Sewing parlor.
Indeed.
Yes.
Not like there's not going to be plenty of places for that thing, because we also have the den and the living room and the family room. And the dining room.
And the television room.
Yep.
And the parlor and the... entertainment. Mm-hmm.
And the gazebo of doom.
Courtyard. But my workspace in the basement is just an absolute mess of stuff. Yeah, they go with the gazebo. It's going to be good. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I really can't wait.
I'm so excited for you.
But that's my whole thing. Oh, I also went to urgent care today because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Huh.
There's that too.
So are things stressful for you then?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I've talked about it in the past on this podcast where I have a condition called precordial catch syndrome where the cartilage between my ribs and my sternum sometimes gets inflamed and it causes pains similar to, but not quite exactly to, but very similar to a heart attack.
You have rib cage cartilage issues and you've decided to start swallowing swords?
I mean, I would have started swallowing swords anyway.
Yeah, but that... Okay.
Look, it's... there's really no good way to paint this in good light, is there?
No.
So I'm just
not
going to try.
That
I was
smart,
waiting to see
wise.
If you were going to start digging up.
No. I am fully aware that I am so doing
like,
a dumb thing.
This is where I just put down the shovel.
Yep.
You just... Yeah.
I know... I know me. I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But so anyway, yeah, that's it's just a like I said, it's a weird pressure on my chest that feels uncomfortable, and it's like I think my heart is not happy. But it felt different this time around.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I was just like, I'm just going to go to the doctor just to make sure. Just because I have spent the last 2 years sedentary in my house drinking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, not going to the gym.
So is like, that where all the booze went?
So it's
must
like,
have had a fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, my cholesterol wasn't happy beforehand, yeah. So it's probably also not happy now. Right. So it's just like, I just want to make sure that it's still this cartilage thing and not an actual heart problem this
time around. Right. Yeah, man, thank you.
So
take good care of yourself.
It is quite amusing, though, walking into the urgent care, because you walk in and the reception is like, there is a 90-minute wait right now. What are your symptoms? And I was like, I'm having chest pain. And it's like, sit down right there. We will have a nurse triage you in 2 minutes.
Look, and, I'm not here to fuck around, all right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't have a...
If it was anything else, I would just cut the limb off
going. I'm not... This isn't an ingrown toenail or anything that. We're not fucking around with this. So, yeah. So they had me within 10 minutes, I was, you know, strapped up to an EKG machine, and they were doing blood tests and various other things like that. So
excellent.
And then I went to another clinic where they did another battery of tests on me, just because the urgent care I was at did not have the equipment to do a specific test.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
That he would really wanted, that one that does an enzyme in your blood that is a very good indicator of a heart attack. And he was like, you need to go either to the emergency room to do this or this other urgent care in this other location. I was like, cool, you know. So I went to the other urgent care, and the other urgent care was like, we can do this test, but we're not just going to do this test because you walked in and said, hey, can you do this test on me? So they put me through basically from the beginning.
Yeah, same thing.
Sure.
You know, which is completely reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, you're not some random Joe walks in and says, give me this test. They're like, no.
We've all done tech support.
Yeah. This is the same thing. Yeah. You're correct.
Yeah. Like, even if the person is like, nope, I know these things, you always start at the beginning regardless.
Exactly. So I had.
Which annoys the hell out of me.
Everybody, I'm Dr. Nick. Have you turned the salsa off and on again?
So I have today.
I think that's the problem.
Please don't turn the salsa off.
I'm not going to turn them on.
Well, if you don't turn them off, you won't have to turn them on.
No. I mean, I need to go. I need to go.
So I was EKG'd twice today, and I was X-rayed twice today, and
Yes.
I noticed this, and I mean, this is obviously a silly... I'm not actually complaining. Nurses, you do a great job. Keep doing what you're doing.
And you're still under a lot of stress with everything going on.
But it was like, every time a nurse walked into the room, they were like, you know, how are we doing today? And I was like, dude, you are walking into the room to strap me to an EKG machine. How do you think I'm doing? Like, seriously.
No, I actually love that that's the first question that any medical professional will ask you.
Sure.
Because I like to come up with different answers.
Yeah.
No, and I did. Like, I tried to keep it light, and I tried to make jokes about it and stuff. But every single one walked in, and I was just, in my head, I was just like, I'm doing fucking great. How do you think I'm doing?
My standard response is not fine, or I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. I've been better, but I've been a lot worse.
No, been better. You know,
weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
I just stop by for a chit chat. How are you doing today?
Where's the coffee maker? Macaroni and cheese. Sorry, I misheard you.
But anyway, I'm fine. By the way.
I suppose I should have cared about that part.
Whatever. Dear listeners, I'm fine.
But I got distracted.
I will still be the foul-mouthed drinking asshole.
Because you were busy turning salsa back on again?
As often as possible.
So long story short, we're moving to a new laboratory.
Yeah.
What have you all been up to?
So, listeners, you remember last week when I talked about the excitement over my computer and how James took the computer back to his place.
Oh, no.
Plugged it in, turned it on, asked me what seems to be the problem. And I was like, well, I couldn't get that far. James was like, okay. So I get the computer back from James and I plug it in. And I turn it on. And I had to do a little configuration with monitor stuff to get it to go properly. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Okay.
And then after about 5 minutes, it shut off. So I turned it back on again.
The whole computer.
The whole computer.
Not just the monitor.
Not just the monitor, the whole computer.
Like just dead stop?
Done. Including the glasses. Yeah.
Well,
and I was like,
That's not.
So I'm like, okay. So I turn it on again. Mm-hmm. Boots up fine. Did not have any error messages, which surprised me. I was that's concerning. And then it was on for about 5 minutes. And then it turned off again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what in the ever-living hell?
Are you plugged into one of those Christmas tree?
No. That would be hilarious.
Holy shit. My God, like, that would be so good. Oh, that would have been a kicker. No, because I went to boot it up again, and this time I got thermal processing errors, which was kind of my assumption when it was about 5 minutes and then shut down again. I was like, okay. And it made some very excited noises the second time. And I was like, oh, well, let's see if this is something that I can handle software side.
Yeah.
Because that's, you always check for that first, see if there's something overrunning and just causing issues. Yeah. And couldn't get that far.
Yep.
And then, like, the time started getting shorter and shorter. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So, and of course I messaged my friend James.
As one may.
Right. And I was like, so, didn't turn off for you at all?
Nope.
No?
Okay. Had it on for a half hour.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe longer.
So then we start passing around theories, and I'm like, well, the only way I'm going to know if it's a hardware thing is if I actually open the damn thing up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I had to locate my tiny pink screwdrivers.
Tiny pink screwdriver!
Yeah! So I located them, and you know, like, apparently I didn't have to, because it's got the little screw things now on the sides, so you can just dupe. But I always like to be prepared. And I open it up, and I'm like, all right, well, thermal and a processor. I'm going to look at the processor and the fan on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the theories was paste. One of the theories was, you know, bad fan connection.
Full of dust, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad bearing in the fan.
Sure.
Something.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Bad wiring.
Yeah.
The without touching anything, the paste looked fine. Everything looked fine. The connectors were connected. And then I was like, well, let's... sometimes you can just pop out the processor, put that back in. Mm-hmm. So I go to remove the fan from above the processor. And part of it lifted up real quick. And the other part didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow... the fan became disconnected at two of the four connection points to the board.
Mm.
Mm.
So it's the, you know, it's like a little square that goes over the processor, and there's screws, quote-unquote screws. They're kind of wedgy, specialized screws. But, and then there's, like, each corner of the square, and two of the corners were not connected to the board.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was like, well, what seems to be the problem here? I don't know how they became disconnected, but you know how, and for those that don't know, the screws tend to be kind of a wedge type, where you can pop in the bottom, kind of, and I still can't remember.
Wall anchor.
Wall anchor, thank you. Kind of like a wall anchor,
yeah.
Right? And then you drill in your thing, or in this case, just screw in the screw and you push it in. And then the wedge just helps fill the space and keep it in place.
The expansion nut.
Locks it.
Yeah, there you go. It was stuck in full wedge and would not unwedge.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So I was unable to unwedge it so that I could re-wedge it.
Mm-hmm. And it's pulled out somehow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
And I was like...
Somebody must have been sick on lug nut day.
And so for over an hour, I attempted to unwedge it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unable to do so successfully.
It had just been in that way so long it had become perma-wedged.
I have no idea. I don't know why I couldn't do it, because I believe when James came over the next day, he was able to unwedge it just fucking fine.
I took a look at it. I saw
exactly what I had
needed
described.
To be.
Yeah.
Like, I had my pliers with me, and I...
I had all of my tools there, and yeah. I had used pliers, I had used, like, I had tried to unwedge with, like, a screwdriver as a lever, I had tried, like, just fucking everything, and I made sure I had everything twisted the right way, because if it's not twisted the right way, that's an issue, and then I tried twisting it all sorts of different ways, like, nope. After an hour, I was like, hey, James.
You know the problem, Jenna? I know the problem.
God, do I need to stand back a little?
You have a misogynistic computer.
Oh, that's a real good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's those damn LED lights. Definitely the LED lights.
As soon as LED lights went in, that became an incel computer.
Yeah. Frat boy computer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God damn it.
Yep.
I should have known.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, my computer didn't want to go, and then James came over and made it go again.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely...
Not that he made it go the first time. The first time, it just went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then James also kindly installed a bunch of stuff for me, because I was... At that point, I was scared that if I even started installing things, it was going to give me a middle finger. It was going to, like, just an ASCII middle finger. Just... and it's been fine ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to do a stream.
Excellent.
I'm
extremely pleased to hear
this. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about it.
Yeah, no.
I'm knocking on all of the wood.
Yep.
Yep. So, that was an adventure that happened to me last week. And accidentally James as well.
Yes. Yeah, when they gave me a work laptop and told me I needed to work from home, they didn't say whose home, so I was also working that day.
Sure, of course.
But it went well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and, I was spending limited time there because of the mouse thing, which at this point, I'm feeling much more comfortable. I'm still, like, hearing things and a little wigged out, but it's not nearly as bad as it was a week ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But James is like, so I could come over. And I was like, well, I won't be here. But I can buzz you in from my phone.
Was extraordinarily handy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of what else I did. I didn't go to Klingon.
Yep.
So we had plans to go to Klingon on Friday. And the weather decided
to be gorgeous.
Gross.
I'm with you.
Here's the thing. Like, actually, in South Minneapolis here, not so bad. It was only about, like, a foot or something.
It was, like, 12 to 16
inches,
something like that.
Over at the Mounds Theater, where Klingon is happening, it was 21 inches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like...
I feel like they made a good call.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the next day I was like, well, I have an SUV. This isn't going to be a problem. And then it was a problem. because I think it was the combination of having parked uphill.
Yep.
And then also the type of snow we had and the weather we had, it was already starting to compact.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the time I got to my car. So, yeah. And here, there were a whole bunch of very helpful Minnesotans giving me all of the advice, all of it conflicting, and none of it actually helping in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
One guy was like, you should try going down the hill. I was like, do you see the car literally 5 feet behind me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's going to stop it. Yeah. Like,
and if it doesn't, we've got a much bigger problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another person was like, you should go back and forth forward. And I was like, okay, I've already tried that. I know that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And it is actually a thing, like to rock your car out of a space.
Oh, sure.
Harder to do uphill.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, but your tires aren't straight. And I was like, I know, because I'm trying not to end up backing into this other car.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do you want me to try? I'm like, no.
No, I
back might have the fuck off
explaining that to my insurance and someone else's.
I'm just like, no, I please just let me do what I need to do to get this going.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the car. After about a half an hour of Joe and I working on the situation, we finally got the car out and we went to Merlin's.
Yeah.
Because we earned it.
I feel like that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Saturday morning, my wife and her sister went to the new house to look at like paint swatches and stuff, and she sent me a message that was like, can you bring the snowblower? Cuz yeah, it was not only did they have a foot of snow all over the entire drive,
right?
But the plow had also come through.
Sure.
So yep. It was like, no, we're gonna go to Home Depot to buy samples. You get the plow here, mm-hmm. and or you know the snowblower.
Yeah.
And yeah.
This is why you have a snowblower. Please use it.
So yeah,
I had a couple of weird experiences. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I had just gotten a tiny car back from the shop. Tiny car needed new brakes.
All right.
And apparently the brakes that are on it are too small to be machined. The rotors.
Okay. On like
larger rotors, they can put them onto a machine. They can hone them to, you know, get them flat and even. And the guy came out and he was like, we can't do that. They're too small. They don't fit on the thing. And the amount of labor, it's the same. It would cost you more than it costs to replace them. And so I just got new brakes, new rotors.
Okay.
And they also rotated the tires so that the better tires are in front.
Sure.
I still have summer tires are like all seasons, but that's all California seasons, so it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I was very grateful for that.
They're sunny, they're slightly cooler and sunny, and then there's windy and sunny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those standing are the, water.
That's
is,
all the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I, I'm looking at all weather tires or like winter specific tires, but in the meantime, it snowed, and I got a tiny car up and moving and everything like that. Didn't have any trouble pulling out of the parking space. And then Bryn and I went shopping for the last few Christmas gifts and everything like that. And then as we got back, I was turning around to go park it into a parking space and to parallel park it. And they said... wow, I'm really, you've really impressed me. Like, a tiny car is really good out here. And it was at that exact moment that we got stuck.
Welcome to my life.
And they were like, oh, that's on me. I shouldn't have said anything until we were parked. And I had checked the app and everything like that. And it was, don't park on the even sides.
Right.
But it turns out that my apartment building has an even number because it's on the avenue.
Oh.
Whoops. I was on the wrong side.
Oh, no.
I've been ticketed. I'm just going to pay it. That's mine. I could have.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't towed, though.
No, that's, no. Yeah. There is at least that. But the plow went around it. and put it into a bank. Yeah.
So the Snow Ridge, yours was the car, and that actually there was a lot of unplowed stuff along that side.
Yeah, this is pretty seriously a large number of cars. Yeah. No, and there was one car immediately behind mine that was also there for that. And then I was like, you know what? I paid 50-something fucking dollars for that parking spot. I'm keeping it for a day.
Yeah.
What's done is done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did that. And then, in the meantime, just using other cars and things like that. Parked a car with all-wheel drive, which ran into a similar thing. Like, it's it kind of doesn't matter. What matters the most is a good set of tires.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
But what did help is that that person's automatic transmission did have a third gear, which has low enough torque that you can just slowly, steadily pull forward through the snow, which was great. Subaru, I love you. I had all kinds of snow adventures. And then went to an art show to help out at a brewery. This is something that Bryn and Rachel have been doing with some frequency as of late.
Mm-hmm.
In order to raise Christmas money and also to shop for gifts and things like that.
Sure.
And had a great time. The driving was way better on Sunday. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Nice.
Going to the art fairs has been really fun.
Nice.
There's
been a few of them recently I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've been attending a string of them. This coming weekend, there's one on that is both Saturday and Sunday, I gather.
All right.
I'll get the information for it. I'll post it, hand it to you for the show.
Sure, definitely. But, like I said, I've seen a string of them. A bunch of my friends have been doing various art shows all over the place.
Yep.
Seems to be a thing going on right now.
Yeah,
it's it might even be in response to one, all of the hobbies that people picked up during the Panini, but also
it's almost Christmas.
Shipping is fucking nuts.
Yeah,
sure.
Right now, and so people are looking for local businesses, so chances to buy local art and crafts and things like that. People are going nuts for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Should we take a break?
I'm for it.
Sure.
All right, we're going to do that then, and we'll be back, maybe.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Why is that? Oh, God.
Well, it used to be like a gum commercial.
I need some cactus juice.
Because
it is the quenchiest.
Jesus Christ. They have hot at the liquor store that I attend.
I love the idea that you have... you're a season pass holder with tickets waiting for you.
Oh, no, he pays tuition.
Yes.
Huh?
He pays tuition.
Oh, no, I was thinking of, you attend an opera, and so you show up at the liquor store, and, they have a coat
with
check.
With the little glasses.
And you have the glasses.
They've got a box reserved for me in one of the coolers.
Right.
James pulls up in front of his liquor store, hands his keys to the valet.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be in here for a couple hours. It's fine.
Yep.
You might have a problem, James, if that's the liquor store that you're going to.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James. I'm Jenna.
No, they have a drink called cacti.
Okay.
Every time I see it, I hear you say it's the quenchiest.
It is the quenchiest.
Every fucking time.
It's the quenchiest. So anyway, what the fuck are we talking about?
Well, the holidays are approaching.
Oh, God.
Like a freight train.
Boop, boop. Not only is the last time we're recording in this current AON lab, but it is also the last episode I'm going to be on in the year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I will be gone.
Le gasp.
For the holidays.
I mean, it sounded really ominous when you say it that way.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, it is. For Christmas.
Yeah. No, Joe and I are going down to Kansas City so that we can eat our holiday barbecue.
Yeah.
And hang out with his family.
We've been doing Christmas all wrong.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, not me, baby.
I don't even know
I'm going to go where it is consistently 10 to 15 degrees warmer.
I don't like that part.
In fact, no, me neither. Last time I was down there a couple of years ago, we had an unseasonably warm winter Christmas time. And like it was warm up here for Minnesota. It was like 50, 55 degrees.
Yeah.
Kansas City was looking at 65, 70. Like, I didn't have a coat on. I was like, why?
No.
Yeah.
The people in Greece are looking at salsa like, you fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. Did the same thing in Russia.
So, we're gonna head down there this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to work remotely. Kind of. Like, the last...
Are you working remotely
around.
Or are you remotely working? Wait.
I mean, that kind of works.
Not even remotely working?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is.
Nail on the top.
Always gotta save your ass. Anyway.
I will be technically working for a chunk of that, but... there's also gonna be holiday shenanigans, meals, and... Did I mention barbecue?
Yes.
There is also Classy Christmas.
Ooh.
Which is a tradition with Joe and some of his friends down there. And some of his family as well. The more rambunctious people in his family. Classy Christmas is the evening of Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go to your opera liquor store.
Boxing
yes.
Eve, yeah.
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 Or you go to the trashiest bar.
Ah.
Dives.
And then when that one closes, you go to the next trashiest bar.
Holy fuck.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
Give me the cheapest anything you have.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's much less a regular dive bar and much more an Olympic high dive bar.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the names is High Dive, so there you go.
They know who they are.
I think that's the place that has the incredible meatloaf. There is one of the bars in Kansas City. Like, I'd gotten to a point where I'd had barbecue for like 5 days straight, and I was like, I still want meat.
This sounds less like a dive bar now, though, if they have food.
No, well, they have
food
like,
isn't just like
4 or 5 meals that they prepare.
Wings.
But they also have a mystery beer vending machine.
That's a dive bar.
That's a dive bar.
That's a dive bar right there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
This terrifies
right, house,
and intrigues me.
Yeah, if I buy a house, I need to buy a vending machine. I need it
specifically
to
so you can have mystery
beer.
Yep. Yeah. You just you put in your money.
Yep.
You get a beer and
something
that's the beer
comes
that
out.
You bought.
Whoa.
Yep.
But yes, also.
Yes. So no, still classified as a dive bar, but they have the best fucking meatloaf I have ever had. I left a review on their website saying that I came down from Minnesota to have this meatloaf. This is such good meat. It's so good, you guys. I don't know what they do to it, but it's more than ketchup, I'll tell you that.
I don't remember anything about this bar except the meatloaf, and I couldn't be happier with my evening.
Yep. I'm definitely going to get me some meatloaf.
Cool.
On there
excellent,
too.
Excellent.
At what I believe is called
Kansas
the High
City,
Dive.
Yeah.
Go get the meatloaf.
Yeah.
Apparently. And then if please go to the random beer vending machine and tell us about it.
I want photos.
I want to know.
I'll take some pictures of the
please do.
Vending machine.
I need this in my life.
I'm going to try to take more pictures this time around because I'm really bad at taking pictures, and I got none the last time I was down there. Yeah. Like, I think I took a picture of Joe from across the table, possibly at the same dive bar, actually, thinking about it.
Joe's a mystery beer machine, so that kind of makes sense. All right.
This is an accurate description.
But, yeah, so I'm going to try to take more pictures. I'll make sure we stop by that particular bar.
Excellent. Thank you.
I was going to anyway because meatloaf.
Yeah. It's fucking meatloaf.
But, yeah. I'll take a picture of the mystery beer vending machine for you.
I appreciate this.
I don't even think it looks like anything. I think just, like, I don't even know if there are signs in any of it.
That makes it better.
It's just, like...
Yeah.
That makes it way better.
Yeah. I don't remember. I just know that it's a mystery beer vending machine, and that's what Joe gets all the time when
awesome.
He's there.
I would, too.
Right. Oh, I wouldn't, but that's for personal beer-hating reasons.
No, I would. I would probably regret my decision every time, but I would still do it.
Because who knows what else could be in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to be shitty either way. Yeah. But what kind of shitty?
And actually, they don't stock just purely shitty beers in there either. Like they'll put some good ones in there too, just to keep you going.
Every couple of beers, they should tape a scratch off or a pull tab to it.
Pull tab. Ooh. If it's a dive bar, it's got to be pull tabbed.
Depending on what their gambling laws are down there.
Yeah.
There are certain things that they're really just super open about, and other things that they're like, mm-mm, buddy, nah, we don't do that here.
It's really bizarre
how
some states are just like, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then other, like, the next door state is, like, fucking insane about it. Like,
well, and that's the thing, like Kansas City, because Kansas City is both Kansas and Missouri, right? Like, if and one of the states had a bunch of blue law stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think it was Missouri that had the blue law. I don't remember. Well, one of them, one side had blue law and the other side didn't.
Yep.
So you just went across the street into the next state, and now you can buy that alcohol that you can't buy in your own area.
They have the, like...
Yeah.
Like, they fixed their blue law stuff about the same time that Minnesota did.
Yeah?
No, it was earlier than that, because it was shortly after Joe left.
Ah.
But which makes sense.
They have, like, famously, they have, like, tourist destination bars that where the bar itself, like, the front door is in one state and the back room is in another state. And so, like, at 1 o'clock... The one state's laws say you have to stop serving. And so, like, at that time, everybody has to pick up their drinks and move to the back.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay in this room specifically.
Exactly. There is a dotted line down the center of the room, and everybody has to just move to the other side. And then it's just like, it is so... It's so stupid.
I mean, here's
the
weird
thing.
Stuff like that.
Oh, weird
so
stuff is cool,
in
but...
between Kansas and Missouri in Kansas City, there is a road. It is called State Line Road.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Guess what that delineates?
This is state line. Yeah.
State line. So you can't build anything along there that would be both sides. But they do have, like, there's at one of the intersections, there's like a Holiday on one corner, and then there's a Holiday and liquor store across the street. Whereas, like, Holiday was like, oh.
Ugh.
Well, guess we're making another one then. Yep. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun times, but there's also, I think I told you guys about Mutual Musicians last time, a couple years back. It's a grandfathered in. Mutual Musicians. Thank you. The Mutual Musicians Foundry. If you're ever in Kansas City, go check it out. It looks like the basement of a church or a VFW.
Oh.
Like, as you walk in, you're like, huh, this hasn't been updated since the 70s. All right.
Oh, man, I'm here for it.
And you go in, and it's just it's like they set up a fund, like a youth group fundraiser that is a bar on the inside. So you walk in the doors, you pay for your evening's membership, which is a part of their grandfathered in laws. They're private. You're buying a membership for that evening.
You're not buying the beer, you're buying the stick.
Yeah, well, no, you're also buying the beer. But, well, yeah. you pay for the membership, and then you are part of that evening's... You're a member for that
you're
evening
a member of the
at
club,
that club.
Yeah.
So
club.
Then they can stay open later and continue to serve you booze.
Yep.
Hey.
And I kid you not, we went up to this bar that had handwritten, like, menu items, like, taped on with painter's tape, like...
Fuck,
just
that's awesome.
Yeah, it looked like a youth group fundraiser, but it was booze. And like, what do you want to drink? I'm like... what's in a blah, 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 blah. He's like, it's blue.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, guess
bring
I'm drinking the blue thing.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like, and they also like give you shit back and forth. Lovely. Fucking lovely.
Some solid banter.
They have the downstairs and they have the upstairs. And the upstairs is where the jazz plays, right? The band for the evening, or the people that are playing in and out over the course of that's where the concert is.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say the jazz concert.
The jazz club.
But the basement, there's the bar, and then there is a piano in the corner. And when we went there last time, Joe was like, hey, can I play the piano? And somebody goes, I don't know, can you?
Which is exactly his kind of challenge.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, went to school. And he's like, that doesn't mean anything. You've got a minute. If I don't kick you off, you can keep playing.
All right.
Like, that's exactly what it's like. And Joe didn't get kicked off. So apparently he can play piano.
He can tickle the ivories.
But the other thing about mutual musicians is that I think there's also, like, some kind of history connection, like their historical society.
Gotcha.
Also has a thing, because they've got a whole bunch of history information up along the walls.
Ah.
And like pictures of jazz musicians throughout the ages and who had played there. And like basically the history of jazz as you're just walking around this downstairs room looking at everything. And it's so cool.
That's fucking fantastic.
So yeah, probably do that over the holidays as well.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, when you said fancy Christmas, I just imagined a regular Christmas, except people's pinkies are permanently erect.
Depends. Never mind.
Ah, okay.
What are you doing for the holidays, James?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing that I always do. I go visit my parents, stay overnight, and... Or, you know, leave late, arrive early the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited about it. My sister will finally be able to join us a little more than before. Because before, she was working for Walmart, and she was working 70 to 80 hours a week because she's a manager with a capped salary, so they didn't have to pay her overtime, so they sure as fuck got overtime out of her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Capitalism.
That's how that works. So, now she works for a different place that pays her just as much for 40 hours a week.
Oh.
Yeah. So
she actually doubled her salary.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, no, they just pay her for all the hours she's working. And if she works more than 40 hours, they pay her time and a half.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So they try not to do that.
Right.
Yeah. That's a huge fucking deal for her. Because she was slowly murdering herself.
Yep.
With stress and responsibility and overwork. So there's that.
We've all been there.
Yep.
What?
But I'm really excited about it because that means that I get to play video games with my sister on Christmas Eve, which is a long-standing tradition between the two of us, and it has become a kind of Olympic sport between the two of us. Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. I may break out some of the classic video games and bring them with us in order to play against my sister in games where she will handily beat me.
Mm.
And also games where she won't. Because that's what I think is fun.
Tell your family I say hi.
I will. They asked about you.
Aww.
And I said, I believe she has plans in another state.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yep.
not at all surprised yeah. that a man as sweet as James has adorable, sweet parents, but they are, they're pretty fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I know.
But I'm
I don't think I've
forward.
Ever met any of your family.
I've met them all.
Me, but more.
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's, yeah. that's,
I can
that's
hardly
accurate.
Handle you.
Okay, yeah. so you know how nice James is. His mom is more of that. Do you know how heckly James can be sometimes?
Uh-huh.
His mom is also more of that. you know how James can be kind of long-winded and pedantic about various things?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his dad is more of that.
I feel like I would go insane in your house.
I sure as fuck did.
Yeah.
That's why I'm visiting my parents for the holidays and then leaving.
Yeah.
I love my parents. They
are
offer,
they're wonderful, yeah. sweet, kind people, but yeah, I can...
Back when I was engaged, they said, you know, well, you kids are just starting out, and we're looking for a house right now, and maybe, you know, your dad and I, we can get a duplex with you, and we'll be on one side, and then you kids will be on the other side. We'll buy the place. And then once the place is paid off, we'll move off into our own place. And I was like, Mom, I love you, and that's extremely kind of you. But the way that I continue to love my parents is by not living with them.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yep.
I can't do it. I love you both.
And honestly, I think as a parent who has a kid that's moved out now, yeah. that's kind of the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Is to... no, and that sounds crude, but it's yeah. more of like... You want to raise your children so that they can be their own people, which
yep.
often means they can't be your children
yep.
anymore. They become their own people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. But I'm really looking forward to the gift exchange on Christmas Eve and mm-hmm. the stockings the next day. Yeah, I'm fucking real excited about just having my sister there for the whole... holiday is
Aww.
Gonna be amazing and very different
yeah.
from what we've had in the last half decade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Also, my birthday's coming up, so I'm going
yeah, it is.
To someone else's birthday party. I'm not throwing my own birthday party. Someone else is throwing a very cool birthday party, so
it's so cool.
I'm gonna go race go-karts while dressed as a Nintendo character. Because that's how you do. Yep.
Is it going to be Link?
Yep.
Yep.
I've already got
Called it.
It. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this is, I'm just
yeah.
going to pull this out of the closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
So, there's that.
Shocked face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'm probably just going to go to a movie.
Yeah?
My dad's taking me to go see a play.
Aw.
We're going to go see It's a Wonderful Life, a stage version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
Yeah. So, that's...
Cool.
I'm excited about it.
Mm. All right. Nice. What are you going to be doing for the holidays?
Organizing the house.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You have kid plans, though? Things for the kids? Are you going to hang stockings over the new fireplace?
We actually have...
With care?
We already have
no,
the little...
fireplace.
So our old fireplace has had actual hooks on it, but the new fireplace, we already have the new, like, the little thing that go on top
mm-hmm.
And have the little hook on
yeah.
the front, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we've got some of those already on the mantle
okay.
at the new house.
Cool.
But we haven't bought a tree yet or anything like that. We're going to wait until we're in the new house.
Yeah.
Right.
For that... Christmas break for both my wife and the kids starts this weekend, so we figured it was the perfect time to actually move. That way, the kids' routine stayed the same until Christmas break broke the routine.
Right.
And then when they go back to school, it'll be a new routine.
Right.
And so it'll
no,
be
that
the,
makes all the, sense.
The least impactful on them.
That's a good
right.
idea.
But yeah, we'll be doing Christmas at the new house, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Nice.
Just figuring out where we're going to put everything and how we're doing things. We've already got some of their presents stashed in nooks and crannies at the new house. So,
nice.
And it's been interesting trying to, as we're buying presents online, go, okay, how long is it going to take until this is delivered? Should I send it to this house or the other house?
Yeah.
Right.
Where should this go?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's we're going to pretty low key, you know, as far as that goes. There is a fantastic park a block from our house with a real big hill. So there's probably going to be some sledding. Probably going to be a lot of sledding.
That was one of the amazing things about the place where I grew up, was having a sledding hill in my backyard. And now I kind of miss it.
Like we've got the sledding hill across the street here, and right. This one I think is bigger.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think all it's right. A little bigger.
Nice.
So yeah, should be real good.
Very cool.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we'll find out, I guess.
Opening all of those boxes is going to be like hundreds of Christmas presents.
We're going to get to Christmas morning and they'll be like, we have to open more boxes.
Yeah. The present that you give them is that everything is already open under the tree. Oh, speaking of which, I've broken out the tiny tree. My holiday decorations.
Oh, yeah, your tiny tree with the tiny train?
Of course you
with
have a tiny train.
An extraordinarily small train and miniature ornaments.
Yes.
But one of the art fairs that I went to, they were selling little knit caps with pom-poms that were big enough to, like, I don't know, put on top of your beer bottle or something to keep the top of your beer bottle warm, I guess. And,
okay.
That's now my tree topper.
Oh, my God, that's adorable.
So your tree topper has a stocking cap?
No, the tree topper is the stocking cap.
No, sorry, yes, the tree topper is a stocking cap. That's exactly.
The tree has a stocking cap.
There you go.
Yeah. The stocking cap that's the tree topper.
That's pretty great. That is pretty great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
Should we take a break?
We could do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's right. He's definitely, Jacques Cousteau.
He can't be sad. He's Canadian.
I mean, they did just release, something like 50 million tons of the national maple syrup reserves for sale because of the low production. And,
oh.
Yeah. No. They have a maple syrup bank.
I don't know what that has to do with his lack of sadness.
Well, I figure that would make people happy.
It makes me happy.
I would. Yeah, I'd feel a lot better.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was the source of the most Canadian heist that has ever taken place.
I did know about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you've told us about this one before.
Criminals are reportedly sorry.
They are sorry.
No.
Oh, they learned their lesson. Let them go.
Oh, God.
Hey, you hoser.
Oh, my God. Why?
All right, fellas, we're letting you go, but keep your sticks on the ice, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you suppose...
Dear sweet French Jesus, save me.
Do you suppose that Canadian judges, they go, I'm giving you 2 years for high-sticking.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I went down to the state penalty box.
Okay, that one was good. That one, okay.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
The province penalty box.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. And I'm Jenna. God.
Or as they say in Quebec, the penalty box.
Oh my God, why? Why?
Why should they say it just like that?
No, they don't.
If only we had a Canadian who listened who could tell us.
Oh, God. I'm sorry,
in
Sean.
Text form.
I'm so sorry.
How to pronounce it.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
It just says penalty box.
Yeah, see, I was right. You're reading it wrong. It says penalty box.
God damn it.
Right.
We're getting there, but it's time for a fast five.
Fast five. I need a vacation.
Today's...
Oh, fuck.
Today's fist five.
No.
curse the French. Today's fast five comes to us from Jenna.
Yay! That's me. I'm Jenna.
Song Vitesse.
All right. Are you ready? I put this in an email. And the subject on this is Fast Five, Old Lab Edition.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Right in the feelings.
Have those.
Yep. All right.
If I had feelings, I would be having them.
What about that one feeling?
Loathing?
Horniness?
Gross. Oh, stop turning him on.
It's actually a mixture of both.
For me, they're the same.
I believe that. Okay.
That explains so much.
Yep. All right. So anyway.
Yep.
Question number one.
Good job, Jenna.
Thank you.
Like you anticipated.
You're a pro.
Fuck. Red or green?
All right. I've never had green hair.
Ooh.
I have never green a book.
Lies. I disbelieve this.
No, it's true.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Never have I ever green a book.
Mm. All right.
Dude, you're missing out. I'm gonna go...
Wait, that you know of.
That I know of.
Okay.
That I know of.
Fair. I think I'm gonna go green.
Color illiterate? Okay, all right.
Fuck. Question number two. Red.
Oh, Jesus.
Or green?
I think between the two, red is the more Christmassy color. Because there are lots of seasons and celebrations that have a lot of green.
Okay.
Like springtime and Easter has all of that plastic grass and stuff in it. There's tons of green in a lot of holidays. But red. Very few holidays.
Valentine's Day.
Okay. 4th of July.
4th of July.
Ah, shit.
I know, right?
I didn't even think of those.
Yeah.
All right.
But then you've got, like, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. Which is all green.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the Chicago River becomes green end to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ireland is looking at us like we're off our fucking rockers.
Yep.
Because we are.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right.
My favorite squirrel color, I would have to say, is... I'll go green.
Squirrels okay. don't. Okay.
Depends on how fast you're approaching them, I guess.
Fuck.
Once you get close to the speed of light, they start to blue shift, and they could be a little green in color.
I'm gonna go red. Question Number three.
Okay.
Then my phone turned off. Red.
Okay.
Or green.
I love how she was like, my phone turned off. I need to be able to read this.
Uh-huh. And meanwhile, I'm just over here.
In case I forget.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, yes, of course. Yeah, go ahead. Read the next question.
Yes.
You need to know what the... What
in case she has forgotten.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the...
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, that's a valid point. Mm-hmm. All right.
I own more green clothing than red clothing.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the main color for the wild, so that makes a good deal of sense.
Both of them are actually the main. Green and red are the wild colors.
Isn't it red on green, though? Like red on a green field?
Not necessarily. Like, the jersey that I own is red.
Huh. Huh? Okay.
I can show it to you after the...
I'm used to your sweatshirt and seeing the signs and stuff.
Yeah, the I mean, green is definitely one of their... But green and red are their two colors.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to say I like the red violin better than green eggs and ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go green on this one.
All right.
Question number four.
Ooh.
Let me consult my phone.
God damn it.
Sight.
Ah.
Or sound.
Huh. I am definitely more of a sight for sore eyes than a sound for sore eyes.
Our podcast listeners may beg to differ.
Oh, the podcast listeners don't have to look at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly. So they wouldn't beg to differ. They agree.
That you're more of a sight for sore eyes than a sound for sore... But they can't see you.
Exactly.
Jenna, you're on the
it's like Marceau on the radio.
Exactly.
You'd think
I know that's an old joke,
the
but...
The mimeograph. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Silent Movie?
No.
The movie Silent Movie.
Yes.
Is it a silent movie?
It is a Mel... I believe it's Mel Brooks.
Yeah, that sounds right.
There is one spoken line in the entire movie.
I think I did know about this.
And it is Marcel Marceau.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I did know about this.
It's called Silent Movie. It's in black and white. It's completely quiet. It's got Gene Wilder in it. It's got, like, you know, kind of the usual suspects. But,
yes.
Like, they're on the phone with Marcel Marceau. And Marcel Marceau enters, like, the phone's ringing. He enters the room against the wind. He's got a, you know, there's an open window gently fluttering in the breeze, but he's fighting the wind to get all the way up. And then on the other end, you know, something, and the little card, silent movie card pops up. And then Marcel Marceau looks at the phone and he goes, no. And hangs up. And that's the only line of spoken dialogue in the entire movie. And it is spoken by Marcel Marceau. It's fucking
fantastic.
It's so good.
Fantastic.
How about it?
So good.
So it was sight or sound. I'm gonna have to go with sight.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather be on the Renfest site than out at Puget Sound.
Oh, Puget Sound sounds fantastic. Where's Puget Sound?
Yeah, but it's not much to look at.
Care, it's not here.
It's not a sight for sore
eyes. Exactly.
Okay, I got it.
All right, good.
I'm gonna say all of the above. Fuck.
I ran into the same thing last week.
Yep, and I ran into it a couple weeks before that.
Yeah.
Don't
you hate it when you're hoisted by your own cleverness?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Foisted by your own Picard.
Yep.
I think I'm going to say sound. Question number five. James.
Oh, no.
That one.
Or salsa.
No, definitely James.
Salsa. I don't want chips in me. No, wait. I do want chips in me.
God.
Fuck.
Okay. Salsa.
Is this your final answer?
I phoned a friend.
I'm going to go James on this one.
Yeah, clearly the answer is James. Mm.
And now I will read the context.
Le gasp. Which is French for...
Is that how this works?
Yeah.
The gasp.
Question number one, red or green? Which is the more Christmassy color?
Yes!
Except that you did it for number two, not number one.
I did the wrong question, but I fucking got it.
But you did get it, like almost word for word.
Yes! All right.
Green? I actually said green, too. Yeah.
Yay, I win!
Hooray!
So there.
Good job, buddy. Question number two, red or green? Do you prefer your holiday mint in candy cane form or Andy's mints?
Andy's mints.
Andy's mints.
Which is that one?
Green.
Green.
Okay, then green.
Yeah. Okay.
Candy canes are terrible.
I love candy canes.
I really like candy canes, but...
Yeah, but just like every other hard candy, it's still there, like, 5 minutes later.
Get the little ones. Get the little guys. They go away in, like, a second, and you can just bite through them if you're tired.
Or I could just get an Andy's Mint.
The man makes a point.
I mean, y'all know how I feel about mint, so I don't care. Just give me the mint.
Yeah.
But I have a slight preference for candy canes around the holidays, anyway.
Ah. Could stir hot cocoa with them.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yep.
All right. Question number three, red or green. Do you prefer big red bows and ribbon?
Okay.
Or green plants like mistletoe and evergreen garland for decorating an archway?
Oh, green plants.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good-ass question.
Thank you. I thought so.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
Bows and ribbon?
Big bows and things, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. There is something super classy about the ribbon and bows.
Hmm. I actually just put an evergreen bow above my door. Huh? Yeah. A conversation just happened.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I there's something about like a garland, especially mistletoe, whatever. But like a garland is just, oh, it's so Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number four.
You'll both be pleased to know that I made Kyle upset with a joke about Judy Garland.
Good. Good.
I'm okay.
He deserves it.
Yes. We walked by the front gate at Fest.
Oh, he's going to tell it to
there
us.
There was a garland
shop.
Yeah,
see, now this is a problem for us.
And he was like, what place? Where? And I pointed toward the garland shop, and he was like, God damn it, is this what it's like?
Yes. Yes, Kyle. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four, sight or sound? Which puts you more in the holiday spirit?
Ooh.
Christmas lights or holiday music?
Well, holiday music is objectively awful. So, lights.
Lots of holiday music is objectively bad.
Yes, almost all holiday music is objectively bad.
Some of it
bad.
Is actually great.
Is it, though?
But then some of it is really fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Christmas Shoes is legitimately the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Agreed.
90% of Christmas songs are the worst songs I've ever heard.
I have specifically a playlist for Trans-Siberian Orchestra and John Denver and the Muppets Christmas.
Oh, shit. That's what I need to put on my playlist.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. But I love listening to Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas music. The John Denver Muppets album was what my grandma used to play as we were getting things ready.
Yeah.
So, like, there are certain things I've got a bit of a nostalgia for. Not
like
gonna lie.
The Nutcracker Suite.
That's an
opera.
Fair.
It's a Christmas opera.
It is traditionally Christmas.
Well, and I mean, like, Carol of the Bells is also a really good song, but that is also not originally a Christmas song.
Well,
you know?
It is my favorite Christmas song.
I love Silent.
It's kind of like the Die Hard of Christmas carols.
Yeah. Like, there are some that are less terrible, but most of them are just fucking terrible.
I worked retail for a long time. I do have a little bit of Christmas music PTSD.
I think everybody that's worked retail, even just one fucking Black Friday, is just like, mm-mm.
And especially if you're never there again. Long enough for their soundtrack to repeat.
12 hours.
When you can learn to tell the time of day based on which song is playing right now.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I've been there. But I still have a holiday playlist.
Same. This is a hard question for me because what I like to do is put on my holiday playlist and drive around the lakes looking at lights. Because some of the houses around the lakes have some fantastic displays.
Yeah.
Not big, but like this kind of classy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of white lights with garlands and ribbons and like all of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the lights reflecting off of the lakes when you're driving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I recommend it. For a good classy time, if you're trying to unwind this holiday season in the cities, just drive around the lakes and listen to all the holiday music or whatever other music. But it's got this kind of peaceful holiday feel to it, which I think sometimes we lack in our holidays.
Yeah, it's a difficult choice for me, too, because... both of those things definitely mean approaching holidays for me. My family would put up the Christmas tree and we would, as a family, put the lights up and everything like that. And back in the olden days, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, we had to test every bulb to make sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there was that. But then my mom, being the main source of church music for all of the churches that she worked at, would just be practicing
non-stop.
All of the music for their Christmas programs and everything like that functionally all day.
Sure.
Whenever she wasn't at her day job. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But the lights were the thing we did as a family, so I'm going to go with the lights.
Fair.
I'll change my answer.
All right.
No, lights.
Question number 5. James or Salsa, who would make a better Santa Claus?
James.
Okay.
I would make a better Grinch.
This is accurate.
Yeah. You did? Is that what happened to your heart today?
No. No, James. That would imply my heart grew 3 sizes, and it has not. Uh-huh. It has not.
That was still really funny, though. Okay, okay. So wait, what holiday character could I be? Because you're the Grinch, and you're Santa.
Little Sally.
I'm going to stand back from that one. I'm going to give you a blast radius. I know that there's a good answer, and I'm trying to figure out
what it should be.
Other than, like, the big city gal who... goes out to fucking nowhere.
God, I'm a Hallmark Christmas star.
Blacksmith.
Fuck.
That's a good... There are not many female...
There really aren't.
Christmas characters.
Mm.
Except for the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Snow Queen, which is just a winter thing.
Which might actually be the most appropriate for me.
Mrs. Claus, but that's not really...
Krampus.
Sometimes... There is a
female Krampus that punishes men, and that might be...
Ooh, that sounds perfect for you.
Yeah. No, that is me.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
As soon as I started describing her, I was like, oh, no.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Well, that's...
I'm the one that beats the naughty men, but not in a fun way, you fucking assholes. Gross.
I saw that joke in the middle of the table, and I left it there.
Yeah, you should have.
I assumed somebody was coming back.
For once in our lives, both James and I chose the better part of valor.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, God. I don't have any good music for a Christmas miracle.
That's because there isn't any good Christmas music. Already established that.
Fuck. That's as close as I've got.
All right. Damn, fair enough.
What was I going to say? Shit. Whatever. Oh, I did end up watching a whole bunch of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, my God.
Dear God, why?
I like them. That's okay. They're fun things to have in the background and be like, oh, absolutely, my God, how is this even a market? I enjoy them in the way that some people enjoy, like, just other shitty Doritos movies.
You've got to ask Radley about this, but when we were in the Meteora in Greece, that we walked to the village center to this place to get cocktails and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this, like, park running kind of down the center of the town.
Okay.
And, like, it had, like, this really cool little plaza thing that was kind of funkily shaped that went slightly downhill, so it was a little terraced. And then, like, right below that was, like, a little playground. And then, like, below that was, like, this little, like, small amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like, we started joking that if we were going to have, if I was going to make a straight-to-video Hallmark Christmas movie, then this is absolutely where the scene where the hardworking American girl who thinks she doesn't have time for romance starts to realize that she's falling for the little Greek cafe owner with, you know, a daughter in the 9 to 12 year old range, right, whose mother's out of the picture, obviously.
Sure.
This is absolutely where that song and dance, the big dance number, would take place in this place. And Ray Lee and I started fleshing this out. And I mean, like, I was actually doing some of the choreography in this little It was just like, no, this is absolutely, this is, because you've got the mountains on this one side, and then you've got the little funkily shaped plaza, and next to that there's a playground. So and the playground had this, like, little hole through the wall where they could, like, look through and meet each other's eyes, and, you know, exactly.
Oh,
I mean, like,
Being in the library with the whole
books, and it was one of those kind of that sort of thing with this little sliding door where the kids could look through. It's like,
sure,
oh, this is perfect there. And then there's the little amphitheater past it, and that amphitheater is where, in the middle of the big song and dance, we're gonna have that slow part where the giggling girls grabbed her hands and brought her and sat her down in front, the front row of this little amphitheater, and did a little da, 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 da song her before the crescendo, and then everybody else comes back into the picture and it does the whole thing, and like, there was like,
they bring the guy over, and then the guy offers his hand,
exactly,
like, do you want to dance
with me?
And
then back up to the top of the square where they had, like, one of the ramps to one terrace where that they could do the, like, half run up and then jazz hands and then run back down.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had this whole thing choreographed. It was just like, yep, this is a Hallmark movie spot right here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Sorry I brought that up.
Somebody somewhere.
I told you. I could talk about Greece for fucking days.
Somebody somewhere just woke up and called somebody for Janice. Janice, I've had it's in Greece. The next movie's in Greece. I don't know where it came from, but...
Oh, we even had a name for it. What was the name? Oh, shoot, I can't remember. You'll have to ask my wife.
Greece, she might... not the one with Travolta.
She might remember, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were we saying? Oh, yes, if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Well done.
The first one should be the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. does anybody have any shout-outs?
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to the... this one's a little different from the usual shout out. The person who usually takes care of the walkways and sidewalk immediately in front of and around the apartment building where I live. Got into a fucking car accident.
Wow.
And has a broken leg, I believe. Aww. And so shout out to that person, and I hope you feel better soon. But also shout out to the friend of that person who picked up all of that person's shoveling and snow blowing duties to take care of the apartment buildings and everything.
Sweet.
Like, yeah, just awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
I have a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to James for just looking at my computer and fixing it with his man eyes, I guess.
I don't know what else you did. I literally did nothing.
But you did give up that time to work on my computer, not just once, but twice.
All right.
Including breaking into my apartment to put my computer together again.
As you requested. Yes.
Yeah. Glad. So I do appreciate the time you spent staring my computer in a submission.
I don't know if I have one this week. I'm trying to think of one.
You don't have to have one.
I can't.
You've been doing so much. Like, I'm surprised.
I'm drawing a blank, honestly. All right. Does anybody have something to plug?
I do, because I'm actually going to be gone for a couple weeks. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, if this gets up, which it probably won't, but I am doing Prom with Tom.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to be streaming Prom with Tom. That's going to start about 6:30, I think, at Auntie Isla on Twitch. And then Wednesday, we're doing Valheim, family game night. And then I'm not going to be streaming for the rest of the year. So, because I'll be on vacation.
Yes.
Screw you guys. I'm going on vacation. However, in January, I have at least two, possibly three productions that I'll be participating in, all of them happening at Strike Theater.
Oh, wow.
So basically, if you want to find me in January, try Strike Theater.
Yeah.
I will be doing Don Juan, which is Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe's Maximum Verbosity is putting that one on. And it's Reader's Theater, so I'll be doing various parts.
Ah.
I get to exercise my voices. I'm also planning on doing another Story Slam that month.
Excellent.
And then I don't know if it's public knowledge yet or not, but there is another production that is happening. There's actually going to be four shows of that one at Strike Theater. And I'll tell you about that one when I know it's public.
All right.
But there is another one that I just agreed to do today. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
If it becomes public while you're gone, just message us and, and we'll try to make sure that it gets into
I mean, it'll be towards the end of January. Okay. So.
We'll try to see what we can do about getting it into show notes.
Yeah.
Cool. So find me at Strike.
If you want...
to destroy my sweater.
Yeah, pull the thread. Yeah. But otherwise...
Don't destroy sweaters. They're the best part of the cold season.
If you are looking for a good place to have a date on the last night of this year, and you want to watch the ball drop with a bunch of fucking assholes, Vilification Tennis is doing two... different Fuck 2021 shows. One of them is on the 31st. It will start at the usual, the old customary time of 10 p.m. And it will go until after midnight to ring in the new year. And then there will be another show different from that one, which will be taking place the next day in order to welcome 2022 as it has arrived. pick it up from the airport and, you know, drop it off at home. Mm-hmm. I'll be in the one on the first, but both shows are pretty well guaranteed to be fucking amazing because they will both have some of our favorite bits from the entire year, including those ones which the audience liked the best. So, you're talking about a year of research making funny shit happen, and the best part of it being collected into a roughly 2-hour show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Sounds like a good
time.
Come
see it. Remember, you'll need to be vaccinated with proof of vaccination or have a negative test to show this in order to join in the festivities.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, I love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Jenna for the Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James, and of course Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.